Well, hello everyone. This is your host, Teresa Parker, and you are listening to Soup Pod. I did a podcast the other day, and I was kind of stupid about it because I wanted to give you some updates on my health, and I did it before my tests. So I went ahead and deleted that last episode since, I mean, you know, let's face it, I only have a few listeners. It's not like you miss much, and because I want to make this one better. So here we go. But let's start off with the election. I'm happy to say that the candidate that I backed won, and the candidate I didn't back didn't win. How's that? Let's just leave it there. Let's see what happens. But on to my health. I know I have people that care for me and want to know, and so I'm going to tell you. Monday, I had an ultrasound of my gallbladder. Now, this is the funny part. All I knew was abdomen. That's all I knew. The doctor didn't tell me what they were doing. I had mentioned to her previous that I had a relative that had her gallbladder out and was telling me some of the symptoms. And so I said, well, gee, I have some of those symptoms, some similar. I'll tell the doctor. So when I did, she went ahead and ordered the ultrasound of my gallbladder, and it turns out my gallbladder is fine as far as the technician. I didn't know that at the time, but you know, I got the report pretty quick. Kaiser's really neat. They'll send you an email and say, check your record, and you can look right on there. It'll say everything, negative, positive, whatever. I imagine if it were terrible, they'd get a hold of you quicker by phone, I would imagine, than letting you just read it. But that's how that went. Like I said, I didn't know. All I knew was abdomen. I didn't know it was going to be anything else. And then I asked the lady, I go, oh, how come you're just doing that one spot? It's supposed to be abdomen. She goes, oh, I'm doing the gallbladder. I'm like, ew, okay, gee. Isn't that funny how they don't even freaking tell you? The doctors don't even tell you. It's like, you don't need to know. It's just your body. Anyway, that pisses me off sometimes. So that was Monday. And as I said, later on that day, I got the results right back quickly. And it was negative. So on to the next. So on Thursday, and today is Saturday, on Thursday, I had a GI scope. And basically, they put you out. They put a scope down your throat. It was interesting. I really pay attention. I'm a very observant person, probably why I made a pretty good cop and why I make a pretty good actor, I think. I hope, at least in my own little pea head, because I pay attention. I'm very observant of things. And if I miss something, it almost pisses me off because I pride myself on paying attention to things. So I went in there and... you know, they ask you a bunch of questions and get you in your little room before they want to wheel you over to the outpatient. I don't even know what you call it. It's not a surgery room, but something like that. And there's people waiting in there for me. Once I got through getting an IV, which the gal, she sticks the needle in. She looked like a young nurse, maybe a CNA or just a nurse's assistant. I don't know, but... she tried to put my IV in my right arm at my elbow and not in my elbow, you know, on the inside where the veins are, where they always take blood from. And she mucked it up and I came away later with a big old bruise. She didn't know what she was doing. Apparently she couldn't do it. Bless her heart. She's going to learn. bloodying up a few people, but she'll learn. And then another gal came in and pretty much took over for her and did it right. So, cause they need it. They need the fluid to flow in, you know, hitting an artery and getting some blood coming out doesn't mean the stuff is going to flow in if you don't get it in the right spot. And granted, those needles are teeny tiny. So yeah, I felt bad for her, but the right lady got in there and did it right. And so I got all that started and my blood pressure was a little high. Gee, I wonder why. I was nervous. Believe me, I was very nervous. I don't like being put out, one. And two, I wasn't sure, you know, before I had the test what they would find. and that had me on edge with some serious anxiety. So I'm sitting there with a little high blood pressure. By the time we started, I was back to normal. But anyway, so they wheel you in, and they go, they ask you a few questions. Just make sure you're the right person. Like somehow you didn't get asked the same question of who you are, your birth date 14 times already. But they do it just to make sure, to make themselves feel better, because God, would that be awful? Doing something to somebody and they weren't supposed to have that procedure. What a waste of time, and plus a lawsuit. So I get it. I understand. So they go, and they put this thing around my neck, with this basically a mouth block, you know, if you will. I don't even know how to explain it. Keep your mouth open when they're doing this procedure. So she goes, we'll put it in at the last second, and then we'll put the oxygen mask on you, and then we're going to run a tube down your throat to look at everything's down there. And I said, okay. And the doctor had come see me when I was in that other room waiting and told me the same thing. So she, the gal, puts the block in my mouth, and it's not horrible or anything. It's really just a very small, maybe an inch or so, maybe inch and a half, maybe wide. And they put that in your mouth. You kind of bite down on it. It's not exactly soft, so you just barely bite down on it. And then they put the oxygen on you. And then they go, okay, we're getting ready. All right, we'll see you after your nap, or something like that. And I felt just a little tingling. And I thought, you know, you can't stay awake. You could try. You could be the Hulk. It's not going to matter. You're going to go out. So I felt just this weird little tingle, tingle, boom, out. Next thing you know, I'm hearing people talk in the room, and I'm back where I started. And then I sort of starting to wake up, and then I hear him say something about biopsies, and I'm like, oh, that don't sound good. And then, but I barely heard it. And then I don't think I went back to sleep. I think I started to wake up then. So it was all good. So the doctor's right there, and she says, once I'm got my eyeballs open and I'm good. She goes, you okay? You understand, you know, you're good for me to talk to you now. And I'm like, yeah, I can, I'm good. I'm awake. So she goes, everything was normal. Everything from your esophagus to your stomach to your small intestine, all the way through. Everything looks normal. There's no damage. And it looks good. She goes, we took biopsies because we're trying to figure out if there's something called pylori or something like that. And that's a part in there. But they say you can get too much of the wrong bacteria. And so they take a little snippet there to figure that out. And then they, in different places in there. And then some more snippets for gluten, for a condition you get. If you've eaten gluten and you're basically allergic to it your whole life, you're going to have this condition. And I can't remember, celiac disease, I believe is what they call it. And that would be weird. But, because I've eaten bread my whole life and all kinds of stuff, and I've never felt like I've had a gluten, any kind of a gluten allergy to gluten. So she said they did do that, and they'll, you know, send that off and figure that out. So, wow. Okay. Gallbladder's good. Esophagus is good. No, I asked the doctor, I go, so I don't have any damage. It doesn't look like I have anything going on right there. No, looks perfectly normal. Looks great. I'm like, well, hell. All right. Well, I do know my doctor told me, she said, if that is negative, if everything up to this point is negative, and believe me, my blood has turned out, my blood is so pure right now. I've eaten so good. All my numbers were excellent. When I had a physical blood draw, and gosh, my heart's good. I've had that checked, because, you know, when this all came down, I always thought something was going on with my heart. It's not my heart. It's in good shape. I do have a very low resting heart rate. If I'm just sitting around, it could be, you know, 50, and it could get down to 45. That may sound shocking to some people, but I was an athlete most of my life, and as I've gotten older, a little more sedentary, and I'm not totally a sitting on my ass all day, but you know, I don't do a ton of things, especially if I'm feeling like this with this damn whatever this is. So I had to tell the anesthesiologist that because I want to make sure he understood. And later on, I talked to the nurse afterwards who took out my IV, and she said, "Yeah," she goes, "it did drop in the 40s, but they were aware of that and they were ready for it." And I'm like, "Well, that's natural. That's what I get that all the time." So that didn't bother me at all that she told me that. I was like, par for the course. But having the doctor tell me everything was good, it just made me wonder. So my doctor told me if everything is negative, she would order a scan. So I guess that's what's next. I don't know what type. I don't know. MRI, CT, I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about. I just want them to figure it out because I'm not always in pain now. Everything has really calmed down compared to where it was. Not very many weeks ago, I was in dire straits. I had some severe symptoms. Some weird ass shit going on, and everything has calmed down since then. It was like a major flare up. And now that I actually know what it might be, which is what they called esophageal spasms, which are rare. Now that I know what they are, I haven't had one. Isn't that funny? I started eating just things that absolutely wouldn't hurt GERD because I didn't know if I had GERD, or I still don't know. I have a little bit of reflux sometimes, but you know, it's not. I don't know. I don't know. Let's just be real. I don't know. I'm just wondering if, you know, if the spasms are causing my pain. And I've had three doctors. One at the urgent care I went to several weeks back, same week, went to ER because I got another one of those crazy episodes. Another doctor there. And then my own doctor. To all three have told me I might have esophageal spasms. And my doctor gave me some crazy ass pills that I did not take. They lower the heart rate. Hello. Hello. My goodness. Somebody not listening. So I told her I wasn't going to take them. She goes, "Cut them in half." So I did. I took a couple. And I was like, "Fuck no. That shit scares me." And my heart rate would go even lower. And I was like, "No, I can't do it." So I grit my teeth. I managed to somehow get through the storm, and I'm here right now getting the test done and figuring out what it is. You know, it's not like something that you could go, okay, just don't eat this and you'll be fine. Well, I haven't been eating this, and none of those things are, I'm sure it's helping just in general. Because it seemed like if I'd eat a lot or something would set heavy in my stomach, ooh, that would not be good. That's when I had my first really big attack, and it was after I ate a Beyond Burger. It wasn't from a store, it was at home, and I just had a dry piece of bread. I drank lots of water as I was eating, and oh my god, I paid later. So I think I was just in the throes of the episode, and I had to get past it because yesterday I had the same thing and I felt just great. So there is some improvement. There's definitely improvement. And I'm an open book, mostly. I don't share tons on Facebook about what I'm going through. Believe me, I've been going through this shit for a while. I really have had this stuff for a long time. And I just never knew what it was. It would get me in pain in the back. When it started really flaring up, the pain would creep up into my clavicles, which is weird, and my shoulders. And if I didn't know better, I'd say, yeah, it was a heart issue, but it's not. It's not heart. My heart's fine. Sometimes I get a funny beat, but, you know, doesn't everybody? I don't know. I do. So there I am coming out of this procedure. Jay was out in the waiting room waiting for me, working away. She had got on their Wi-Fi, and she was working, so she drove me home. And I hadn't eaten at all. I wasn't allowed to eat and even drink water after midnight, which is hard for me because I do drink water to help kind of put the fire out a little bit now and then. So when I got home, I scarfed. I was hungry. And I felt fine. Only thing I had was a sore throat. And they told me I would have a sore throat for that thing going down my throat. So anyway, happy. That was all negative. We'll talk. I'll be talking to the doctor. Hopefully Monday or Tuesday, whenever I can get a hold of her and ask her what the next step is. She's probably on it already, getting ready to give me my next step and get me my appointment or send me for a referral. I want a specialist, so I'm gonna ask her for that. She's not really getting it too far, and it's kind of slow, if you ask me. So I'm gonna ask for a specialist. But that's what's going on with me. What's going on around here? Not much. We had some rain. That was a beautiful thing. That happened for a couple of days and it came in so slow. We don't want a deluge because we do have lots and lots of just scorched earth. There's no plants and we don't want a lot of dirt runoff, if you will. We'd like to see the blackness of the scorched earth go away and be more brown like dirt. That would be nice. But I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon until spring comes when plants start popping up again. And we believe that will happen. One person mentioned to me that I know said something to the effect of that they thought maybe all that smoke that we inhaled around here could have really sparked the episodes that I was getting. And I agree, that probably did not help. But here's what I did, and I want to send this out to everybody that's having this issue. If anyone I know is reading this or listening to this, who has had this, I forever didn't know. I just assumed I had GERD. I thought that's what it was. I didn't know it was spasms. And when I read the symptoms for spasms, it was absolutely what I have. Absolutely 100%. Well over and above just GERD. And so I forgot, I lost my train of thought. Isn't that awful? I just lost my train of thought. I'll come back to it. Yeah, maybe I'll never come back to it. I always say that it wasn't really important. Oh yeah, people. Okay, what I wanted to tell you, I came back around to it. Hello. Okay, so I always thought I had GERD, and so I was eating for GERD. And then I thought, you know, I read up on this one thing and they said maybe it's bad bacteria. So what I did was I started a diet, if you will, of eating things that were supposed to be good for to get rid of the bad bacteria and give you good bacteria. So I was eating for that. Turns out that was right around the time, just before, that I really came down with the most severe symptoms I've ever had. And so, if you think you have GERD, or if you think you have the bacteria thing, I think you should just not do something stupid like me and screw it up and make it worse, but rather get your doctor to test you for that pylori thing, bacteria, bad bacteria. Unbeknownst to me, I went to go see the doctor before we had all these tests, and this is right after I was having all these terrible, side effects and everything. I got into the doctor and she said, "Oh yeah, and your pylori test was negative." I'm like, "Ah, shit." I could have saved myself. Of course, that was a month before. Or no, was it a month before? Or did I do the test afterwards? I think I did the blood test afterwards, but anyway, this was from a year before, I think, as I remember. Anyway, I just thought that was funny, kind of stupid, and you don't need to repeat my mistake. I thought I was trying to give my stomach good bacteria when, in fact, what I was doing was I was hurting with what I was eating. I was hurting the making the spasms more intense, way more intense, to the point where I felt like somebody had their hand around my neck and was starting to squeeze. I mean, that is the weirdest thing I've ever felt in my life, aside from the super, super, super stabby pains I've had. Wow, I will always eat towards not having that ever again. Let me tell you, that was screwed up. You don't want that. Happened twice, big time, and then more times in on a lesser scale, and then now it's pretty much gone. So, yay. I don't really need that shit. But you're caught up on me. I wish I could converse back with you guys. I'm hoping to have a new segment here shortly. It's going to be called 10 Questions. And I'm going to pick somebody I think is interesting, has a story to tell, and I'm going to ask them 10 questions in writing, and they're going to answer me 10 questions in writing, and then I'm going to read it all back, question by question, answer by answer, and then I'm going to talk about it. Maybe it's a straightforward answer, but I want to embellish or talk about something, you know, related or, you know, stuff like that. That's my idea for a segment for Soup Pod. So hopefully you're going to like that. And I'm getting my 10 question people together and I'm lined up. And when I have some, I'll bring them in. So hopefully you guys will dig that stuff. And yeah, that's going to be fun. That's going to be a lot of fun. I know some interesting people. And they don't have to be celebrities or anything like that or have super interesting jobs. Just an interesting story to tell that we can talk about. And the reason why I'm doing it in writing is because I'm letting them do this, I should say begging, you know, on their time. I'm not pushing anybody. If I ask somebody and they don't want to do it and they say yes and they don't do it, ain't no thing to me. I just move on to the next person. No hard feelings, really, honestly. No big deal. I'm all good. So anyway, everybody, you've been listening to your host, Teresa Parker, and Soup Pod, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Take care.